on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. And I think what we ought to do here first is acknowledge something that we're going to do every day. So it's appropriate through the program to acknowledge who our winners are, since these winners will take place, so we will have them every day from now until, what, the 1st of December, Richie? Yeah, now I've forgotten where I was with this contest. It's somewhere around Christmas.
We'll go through December.
Yeah. Through December. All right. So
to the new year.
Through Christmas. So the next 2 months, every day, we will give away a special pass for Mom, a Visa gift card for you to use in your own special way. You go with a friend to a movie. Maybe you take yourself to a manicure, have dinner out with friends, your husband,
adult
whoever.
Adult club. Oh, I mean, bookstore.
It's your choice. Your special pass, brought to you by your friends at Exogen Temporal Thermometers. Send us your Smart Mom tip of the day on Facebook at facebook.com/Good Day Show, or tweet us at Good Day Show. We'll pick the winning Smart Mom tip of the day. And so, as we have announced, the first lady to win this, I don't think can be a man. This has to be a woman.
No, this is, I'm watching her right now, though she has an adorable picture of her. I think it must be her little baby, but a little baby on her face.
Right, so this is the judges are Jennifer, Roberta, she's not here, so it's Richie and Jennifer.
It's pretty much just me today, sorry.
Oh, okay.
I tell you who's going to win.
That's because, well, but you're very enthusiastic about this.
I'm enthusiastic, and also, you know, at some point I would like to be a mom, and I consider myself to be a motherly sort, so
you are.
You know.
You're a wonderful, human being. Yes, she does.
Yeah, I watch out for you boys. All right, so the winner, are you ready? Because I thought this was kind of fun. And don't forget, everybody that participates, you leave us a little tip, and everybody that participates, we'll choose one winner a day. So today's winner is Beverly Party. First of all, because I love her last name.
Beverly
Party
all the time. P-A-R.
D-E-E.
D-E-E.
Yes, all right, so her tip, and this is a really good one. She says, conversations instead of commands. We discuss our plans for the day so that everyone is on the same page. When expectations are made clear, there are less conflicts and hurt feelings later. And I think that's really cool. Even if you have a younger child, to be able to set up what your day is going to look like, that's kind of a good tip, don't you think?
Yeah.
Do you ever do that with your family?
Absolutely. When my kids have something coming up that day, I tell them early in the morning. Like, for example, Saturday, Sean had his baseball game. And, you know, I'm sure he remembered he had a game on Saturday. But I say, Sean, at 5 o'clock tonight, we have to go to baseball practice. And so that they can start to get mentally prepared. Okay, you guys, remember, you have school tomorrow. Okay, we're going here today. And I do that earlier in the day just so that they don't really mentally prepare or like physically prepare, but they mentally get it in their head. Okay, I have to go here. I have to do this.
Yeah.
And it starts to get them on the schedule.
And I think that actually is a really good beginning step for responsibility, too, because you know what you have coming up for the day. Which is
all right, cool. So repeat again the tip, the Smart Mom tip of the day that won Beverly Party. Mm-hmm. Not only the Visa gift card, I'm going to make it even better for her. I'm going to give
You're
her something else.
Pot.
I'm going to sweeten the pot.
All right. So Beverly said, conversations instead of commands. We discuss our plans for the day so that everyone is on the same page. When expectations are made clear, there are less conflicts and hurt feelings later.
Wow. Expectations, yeah. Okay, that's a great tip. So, Beverly
Congratulations,
Party,
Beverly.
You're going to get a Visa gift card from the folks at Exogen Accurate Temperature Read. And also, you're going to get a copy of the book 101 Recipes for Beauty from David Pollack. All right.
And she's in Live Oak, Florida, by the way, if that matters.
So, that's cool. Yeah, that's where all these people are. Right, Live Oak, Florida. That's very good. So you can get the book that is a lot of people talking about how to maintain their beauty. And so this may help you. I'm sure you're a beautiful person. We're happy to have you following us on Facebook. Thank you, Beverly. Congratulations again. That's very cool stuff. The Mom Pass of the Game. You enter it by going to Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Good Day Show at Good Day Show on Twitter and give us your tip. Things that you do on a daily basis to make life better for you and the folks in your family. All right? There's nothing but coolness connected to that. So we have stories from Jennifer and Rich coming up on the Good Day program, and then a way for you to think about how to overcome the problems with the Electoral College. This is going to be very much in everybody's face over the next 24 to 48 hours, because I'm betting there's going to be a problem here. And
let's not think that way.
Well, okay. I mean,
they're setting it up in Florida already, saying that there's problems with the early voting. So.
All right. So I'll wish for what I want and speak for what I want is for everything to come out clean. So at the end of the day, on
by 11:30 or midnight on
Tuesday,
we've got an answer. Clear answer.
Yep. All right. Let's hold that thought. Meanwhile, there are other stories floating around, and we will bring them to you because this is Beyond Good Day at 13 past the hour.
Tonight, the Voice Live playoffs begin. It's the biggest event in America. Okay, technically the election is bigger, but the live three-night Voice event is a close second.
That's what I'm talking about!
And America's vote will decide the top 12.
It's up to America now.
Then, on an all-new revolution, after 15 years of darkness, could there be light and along with it, danger?
What if they want to use it as a weapon?
The Voice Live playoffs and revolution, all new tonight, 8, 7 Central on NBC.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Now let's find out what's easy. When we're thinking through things, there are preferences that Jennifer has for her stories based on her experience. Rich the same and me the same. I just am going to relay quickly before we get to Jennifer. One of the email that came in, I've had a lot of people, mostly because they recognize I live in Framingham, Massachusetts, where that compounding center was. It's caused all of the problem.
Yeah.
Is not the only place where they do this. There are these compounding pharmacies all around the country, and they've been basically doing what the big drug manufacturers have been doing, only cheaper. And what it points out is, I mean, even though they haven't been regulated well, because they've been sort of under the radar, it points out a couple of things. How basically toothless the FDA is, not interested in taking care of anybody except the companies that are represented by the people who run the FDA. And we've talked about the Monsanto folks being at the USDA. There are some of them at the FDA. But the big drug companies push their people onto these jobs in the public sector so they can influence policy. And that's what they have been doing over and over again. And so, again, back to the voting and thinking about how many different thoughts are going to go through your mind when you go to vote And is this not an important or appropriate thing for you to have in your mind? Government agencies falling all over themselves to supposedly take care of you, yet these compounding pharmacies are all over the country, and they are producing, there are two things actually I carry away with this. Number one, they're producing all these drugs all over the place, and they're not being monitored. But number two, they're producing them cheaper than the big drug companies. Now, true, this company ran into problems, but it shows you sort of how a smaller company run, if it's run efficiently, can do the same thing the big companies do, only less expensively. Now you can say, well, there's a problem here, and it's because they weren't being monitored. How many times have you seen the FDA approve a drug, Fen-Phen's a great example, that ends up killing people? Those places still are in business. Merck, Eli Lilly, all of the big drug companies, they're still there, and many times doing things that ultimately turn out to not be in your best interest. So it's just it's kind of a little food for thought. All right, so Jen, what do you have for us in the story?
All right, well, this is the last time we can actually talk about this because, you know, it's here. Election day is here. And some unusual celebrity endorsements may, I don't know if they will impact your vote if you were undecided, but I thought I'd go through some of the most unusual endorsements that we've had so far in this election. Let's start with our friend Honey Boo Boo. Cute little Honey Boo Boo.
What? At 5 years old, she's influencing.
Well, sure. She's influencing people. Jimmy Kimmel had her on the show, and she decided that she was going to vote for Barack Obama.
Okay.
Good old Barack. Now, no, there's some information out that says she could have been confused because Jimmy Kimmel told her that Mitt Romney preferred Snooki over her reality show.
Yeah.
So we're not sure if that impacted her decision or not. Meatloaf. 1970 singing icon. He has endorsed Mitt Romney. Unfortunately, however, he will not be able to vote in Texas because he did not register in time.
Mm-hmm.
Gene Simmons. Mr. Gene Simmons has endorsed Mitt Romney. Yes, from Kit. He said President Obama is a wonderful family man, but that's where his resume stops, so he will be voting for Mr. Romney. What do you think about Martin Sheen? Who do you think he's supporting?
Obama.
No.
Really?
Okay, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, come
he's
on.
Voting
yeah.
for Obama.
Of course
I just wanted to see if you're paying attention.
Yeah.
He's been very public in his disregard for Mitt Romney, shall we say. Yes, he's very, very much an Obama supporter.
Very predictable.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian. Now, she had a very public debate on Twitter about who she should vote for. She said she's confused because in 2008 she voted for Obama.
What a shock.
She liked his same-sex marriage stance, but she's a liberal Republican, and so she may have to go for Romney. Now, both Obama and Romney have made fun of her in the past year, so maybe she'll vote for Gary Johnson in the Libertarian ticket.
Yeah.
Madonna is endorsing Obama this year. Although she insulted her fans last weekend, she told concertgoers to go vote as long as they voted for Obama, which then she received boos.
Right.
Hulk Hogan has come out and voted, has admit Romney. Now, the one
shock
we have to talk about is Mr. Nuts.
Yeah.
He's a celebrity cat in California who makes predictions on events. And what they do is they put litter boxes in front of him, and that's how they base who he's going to vote for. So there was a Romney litter box and an Obama litter box. And he did his business in the Romney box, which means that Obama will win the election, according to Mr. Nuts. So the cat's endorsed Obama.
So we have this punitive set of laws, some people think, that go back to Reconstruction, denying the vote to people who have committed felonies, like Gordon Liddy couldn't vote because he was a felon.
Right.
So that leaves about 6 million people off the election rolls. So people think, this is a rhetorical question, that denying voting rights to people who have paid their debt to society is fair. If you acknowledge they paid their debt to society, why can't they vote? Is that a question that has some value? I think a lot of people are just so poorly informed, you got to wonder how they make up their minds. Amazing. 21 after Richie's next year on Good Day.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Amberen balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Amberen relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone, and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
This is help for us understanding what you're talking about, Mr. McFadden.
This is not. This is Call Me Maybe.
All right, Doug's Good Day, the Beyond Good Day Hour, in which we focus on important stories coming up. Some election food for thought. Actually, I was reading Thomas Friedman's column in which he predicts a couple of things. He says that one of the predictions he has is America's biggest voting bloc, the center-right, will win. The other is that there's going to be a big civil war within the Republican Party. And also a civil war within the Democratic Party starting right after the election, as they have been forced to accommodate either the center-left or the center-right. The center wants the center. I don't want the wackos on the right and those lunatics on the left to be dictating what goes on in the party. Maybe that's the balance that brings about a really good third-party movement, but there's lots of discomfort along those lines, for sure. And Mitt Romney doesn't represent the I don't think the radical right as well as Obama represents the liberal left. And I don't know that those are value judgments, but I just think that that's an observation that he makes that I agree with. Meanwhile, Richie, what you have to say is more important, so I give you your due.
Well, I heard this story, Doug, and I thought about you and the conversations that we have about the importance of a college education. Here in the Washington, D.C. suburbs, we have Prince George's County, which borders D.C. on the Maryland side, and Montgomery County. Mm-hmm. And then in Virginia, we have Arlington County, Alexandria, and then Fairfax County, which is right outside of Arlington, where I live. And the Washington Post did a little looking into the school boards of each one of these counties and found that Prince George's County, which is probably the least affluent of all of the counties in the area, only have two education board members that have college degrees of the eight.
That is an outrage, by the way.
So eight people sit on the school board, and only two of them have college degrees.
Good God. Now, more and more people are going to college. So how do these people
now,
get the
Montgomery
support
County
of the electorate?
Fairfax County and all this stuff. Well, if you look at the electorate that lives in those counties, less people are going to have college degrees in Prince George's County than the other ones by far.
Really?
By far. But I heard this.
Now, this is not prejudicial, by the way. I hope it doesn't come across that way.
Well, it's
reality.
The reality I wanted to hear from you is we talk about how
a college degree isn't necessarily the best thing for everybody,
right.
And that people can do great jobs without college degrees.
Absolutely.
Look at Bill Gates. Okay?
I'm just the first one that will tell you and agree with that statement. Who
but
needs
you're,
a college
when you're,
degree?
When you're a member of a school board,
yes,
should it be
should
required
be,
that you have a college degree?
It's like making decisions for like it would be me making a decision for plumbers. I have no training in plumbing. I should not be making decisions for you. Or a mechanic.
What's
you know,
say,
I shouldn't be
what's
doing
to say that.
That
the college degree makes you smarter?
It doesn't
to be
make
able
you
to make
smarter.
Decisions for a I mean,
it's
a lot
about
of it
experience.
Common sense.
It's about experience, though, because most of the time the
it's
college
about management.
Board... The college board doesn't necessarily, I mean, they are talking about the experience of college. They're talking about programs and things in place. And unless
it's
you
not
have
a college board, it's a school board. It's for high school
Oh, just for a school board.
Mm-hmm. Just
yeah,
for
a
school
who cares?
Board.
They went to high school, right?
They went
well,
to high school.
I mean, the argument you can make on the other side is that they are dealing with education that goes from K through 12. So
yeah,
why do they have
they
to know about
it,
anything
exactly.
beyond that? I guess you can make
yeah,
that
I'm fine
argument.
With that.
I'm not. I'm not fond of it.
I thought this was a college. Never mind.
No. So, Doug, so you think that they should have a college degree?
But you just said they didn't have college degrees. They all have high school degrees, these people.
One of them says that she has 2 years of college but never got a degree.
Yeah, but there's nobody on the board that doesn't have a high school diploma.
As far as I know.
Okay. All right.
Big deal.
So what is it? You know, what does it all mean? It's confusing.
As long as you can do what you're saying, you can do.
People,
you've done it.
Yeah, but people need to have some common sense as well.
That's
as
what I think, common yeah, sense.
Just
thing.
Come on, people. Good God. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Uh-huh.
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Over the weekend at some point in time, I became aware of a group called Fair Vote. I don't know why this has not crossed my desk or my radar screen, Richie, prior to this, because this is such a hot-button issue.
Yeah, it's the first time I've heard of it, too.
And both of us agree, almost all of us. There are surveys that have been done over the past 20, 25 years, maybe longer, that suggest, I remember when I was teaching school, even though I was teaching English, I was big into civics and using civics as lessons. And at that time, it was clear that people didn't like the Electoral College. If they understood it, they liked it less. So now as we head into the election cycle, the whole business, I was appalled, absolutely annoyed to the nth degree to see an AP news story basically giving the election to Obama, because the way they figured it, their liberal butts, and I shouldn't even, I apologize, I don't either really. The AP has become very left of center.
I don't know what happened to
them.
And they have
jammed all of this stuff. They've really somehow or other gone off the deep end. And so they have figured out a way that Obama can get 270 electoral votes. Hello? How is that even? That's that kind of stuff ought to be illegal. Even in a country of free speech, we've got all of these people that are telling, for example, Jennifer votes in California, and she oftentimes thinks that she has no play or sway in the election because the news media has announced by 6 o'clock East Coast time, looks like this guy's going to win.
Yeah.
And you don't vote in the primary until the end, and so your vote doesn't count there. So what the hell? California is like an outside, like out of the country.
I am not counted at all.
That's
what's sad. I mean, yeah, my local measures, maybe I can make a difference on those. But, yeah, I mean, everything, I'm already told who I'm going to vote for during the primary. There's no choice. I mean, really, you don't even have to show up, but I just do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when the presidential election starts, I mean, they're already projecting winners in some cases. I mean, this one will be different because it's going to be a closer election, but still, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's frustrating.
All right, I want you to go to this website, fairvote.org. fairvote.org. Rob Ritchie is with us. He's the executive director of Fair Vote. Has been with them since they were founded in 92. That's when Bill Clinton came in. That was about when this really got hot. Rob's an expert on international and domestic elections, and mostly he's here because we want to discuss electoral college reform. He's got a degree in philosophy. That's interesting, because this whole philosophical reality, Rob, that we find ourselves in is pretty distressing to the point of being disgusting. So you're trying to reform the elections so that every voter's vote counts. How are you trying to do that?
Well, thanks for having me on, Doug. And great time to talk about elections. We're a week away, though a lot of people are out there voting, and best to everyone who's dealing with the storm. We're supportive of several changes, but for the presidential election, we'd like to do what most Americans would like to do, which is to have the presidential election governed by whoever gets the most votes in all 50 states and D.C. The popular vote, which is how we obviously elect the governors and senators and House members. And
so why do we need
how it works.
Why do we need the Electoral College for that?
Well, the fun part of the Constitution is it has a lot, you know, that the founders created a lot of flexibility. They didn't try to mandate a lot of specifics on certain kinds of things, and so they sort of laid out principles, and the principle of the Electoral College is that states should decide how to pick the president. It doesn't specify a particular method.
Mm-hmm.
This sort of winner-take-all rule that whoever wins the most votes in a state gets all that state's electoral votes, that's not in the Constitution, wasn't actually what states initially did.
Did the states explain to us? Go back in a civics lesson for a minute, if you will. How did this first work? The Electoral College was set up, is my understanding of what I remember, because it was hard to communicate back in the founding days of the country, so it had to have somebody sort of carry the mail.
Exactly. And also, they didn't anticipate the formation of political parties that would govern a kind of national choice. They thought every state
there were no parties when the country, there's no party structure outlined in the Constitution.
Right. So people anticipated George Washington would be this consensus pick, which indeed he was. But then after that, you know, it might devolve into each state having a, you know, favorite candidate or you know, that there'll be some kind of sorting mechanism that the Electoral College would do. But they didn't specify a method. Actually, most states early on had the state legislators just pick electors. They didn't have elections at all.
How did they do that?
Just have the state legislature vote. You know, like they used to pick senators, obviously, until the 1900s. We didn't have popular votes for Senate, and so in the kind of the same way, the state legislators picked their state's electors. Very quickly, though, we did get a party system, really by 1796 when Adams and Jefferson faced off. And so you began to get a different dynamic where rather than kind of independent thinkers, these electors just became rubber stamps for the partisans who kind of made the choice. And so then we moved to popular vote elections, and then this winner-take-all rule developed, not for any kind of this is the best for the country kind of thinking, but really like how can I help my side locally as much as possible? You know, how can I max out to our team? And when the winner-take-all rule means, you know, you give all of your electoral votes to one side, and that's, you know, that's helping your team. But what it means today is the whole problem of, you know, 8 or 9 swing states that get all the ads and all the attention and all the polling and all the focus, and the rest of us essentially are spectators to this big presidential election.
All right, so then let's understand what this means, because it's confusing. Some of the states, California, for example, has passed this law, which requires whatever the Electoral College, or the electorate from California, bring to Washington be what the majority was in California. But isn't that the way, that's what's confusing about this. I always thought that it was whichever
that's how it worked anyway.
Candidate was getting the most votes was going to have all the electoral votes of that of that state. So
that state. Well, that's
different.
What 48 states do. You know, Maine and Nebraska do it by congressional district. It is this state decision. The National Popular Vote Plan is a pretty straightforward law. It's saying, look, most Americans want a popular vote for president. You go state to state. You know, red state, blue state. It's a very consistent belief, and yet we're kind of stuck in this system which isolates, you know, voting to where all the attention to 8 or 9 states. So here's what states are doing. They're committing to give their electoral votes, not to the statewide popular vote winner or congressional districts or what have you, but to the national popular vote winner in all 50 states in tandem with other states.
What does that mean?
And so it only goes into effect when the number of states that have passed this law, they're actually entering a, what's called an interstate compact. It's like a treaty among states, and we have the right to do this, and we do it on all kinds of things. States have this sort of constitutional power to work together. And so they're working together to create a popular vote for president. And so they're passing this law. Eight states in the District of Columbia have passed this. It's passed chambers in like a dozen more. And it's, I think, moving forward to a point where we could have it in place by 2016. It's not in place right now, but when it's in place, and states that have passed it collectively have a majority in the Electoral College. They have to have a majority in the Electoral College.
But what does that mean? Let's slow down a little bit. The states, again, so far what it sounds like to me is what we have.
Well, what's different is that they are going to give their electoral votes to the winner of the national popular vote in all 50 states together. So as a block, all these participating states will guarantee election of the candidate who wins the most popular votes in all 50 states.
Okay. Not in their state, but generally in all 50 states.
All 50 states, but it only happens when it's a guarantee, when the number of states that are in it have a majority in the Electoral College, because otherwise sort of partisan calculations get in, like which states are in the compact and which aren't and so on. So it has to be a guarantee. So nothing changes for this year, but this year's election is really underscoring, I think, the problems in the current system.
Awful. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So every state has had legislation before it. We've had hearings in almost every state. We've had legislation move, you know, well in a bunch of different states. And really, it's something that the voters want to have happen. And I think this election may underscore
Are you running into any trouble in any states where the legislative process, be it controlled by Republicans or Democrats, gets in the way of this?
Yes, I mean, one is the sort of the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. So there's a lot of hypothetical concerns about a popular vote for president that have to be walked through. It's also something where, you know, it takes time to work it through. We've had a lot of states dealing with major budget issues, fiscal crises these recent years. And so, you know, carving out time for a discussion that, because it's not going to affect this election, can seem like, well, let's just wait till next year. So there's sort of a delay factor sometimes. But it's done well. We have more than 2,100 legislators have either voted for it or sponsored it. You know, that's almost a third of all state legislators. They had a really good debate about
it. Who's against it?
Well, it's broken, unfortunately, more along partisan lines than I think it should. I think it's rooted in the fact that people look back to 2000 and they say, oh, maybe this is about the Bush-Gore vote, right? Because that was the last.
Well, it is, right. In a sense, because Gore was the winner and he gets screwed.
Mm-hmm. It is, except that, of course, that election would have been entirely different if they'd been trying to win a popular vote, right? So that it's kind of translating what happens in any given election to what would have happened with a popular vote election is difficult.
Because certain states aren't getting certain amounts of attention. Okay, so I have a question, because the way I'd like to see it, because I'm with you, I'm not happy with the way the system is. But couldn't we do something, for instance, in California, if 30% of the vote goes to Romney and 70% of the vote goes to Obama, couldn't we divide our electoral votes, and that would also open the way for third-party candidates, because they would get a percentage of the vote of the state, so the percentage of the electoral votes would go to each candidate.
Well, it's a reasonable suggestion. You know, we actually think there'd be places to do that for legislative elections. We'd like to see Congress have much more of a kind of a free and open feel to it. Right now, congressional elections are basically as locked up as most states in the Electoral College. But for president, we are electing one person, and getting a kind of a fair result in one state doesn't necessarily mean you get a fair outcome overall, and it also creates partisan dynamics. Like, say, if just two states do that, right, then depending on their political complexion, their partisan breakdown, it might really affect the overall scale. So it like might be fair for the state, but unfair for the country. But and if all states did it, you still get conundrums where, you know, moving 5% of the popular vote in one state won't move an electoral vote, but moving just a little bit in another state would move an electoral vote. We think the best proportion, essentially, when you're electing one person is just one person, one vote. You know, that's the basic
proportion.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So there are, what did you say, 20 states that have adapted this already?
Eight states. guys in D.C., they have half of the electoral votes needed. They collectively have 132 electoral votes. They need 270. There's going to be bills in every state. There's going to be a lot of states that really were just, you know, spectators. And I think there's a lot of states across the spectrum that are going to be wanting to look at this.
Yeah. Well, good luck with it. I think it makes sense, a lot of sense. That's why I wanted you to explain it so that we all understood what this effort was all about. If you go to fairvote.org, you can learn more about this attempt to have your vote actually count. Duh, what a concept. Fairvote.org. Rob Ritchie is executive director of that group here on Good Day.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between October 22nd and December 16th this year, and you could save 15, 20, or even 25%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
The Obama administration is reportedly considering military action in Libya before the election, but the al-Qaeda bases he may attack should have been hit before our embassy was attacked. Now struggling to win an election, Obama wants to politicize military action. If he takes action before November 6th, al-Qaeda is not his target. It's your vote he's after. Paid for by the National Republican Trust PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. GOPtrust.com.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. And then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints move free.
Don't you wish your cable service would let you record all the shows you want without any scheduling conflicts? Now, the new DirecTV Genie, the most advanced HD DVR ever, can make that wish come true. One Genie serves your entire home so you can enjoy a full HD DVR experience without a clunky receiver box in every room. It eliminates recording conflicts by allowing you to record 5 shows at once. Record up to 200 hours of HD programming. That's up to 3 times as much storage as cable. You'll never have to delete your favorite shows again. Genie's special features enable you to start programs at the beginning if you tune in late, or even catch up on past episodes as far back as 5 weeks. Genie can also predict what programs you might like. Have Genie recommend new shows you're likely to enjoy, and it will have them waiting for you when you come home. It's an HD DVR so advanced, your every TV wish is granted. And it's only from DirecTV. For more information, visit DirecTV.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that can make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member or a friend, are active or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, Eco2Tech is looking for you. Eco2Tech is a public company trading under parent company ticker symbol RVPL. America's green company enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand with new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international job openings in various fields that have starting pay of up to $80,000 per year, in addition to possible bonus, 401k, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details about us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Once again, visit our website at greenjobsforveterans.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2Tech is a subsidiary of RV Plus, ticker symbol RVPL.
All right, so we have the election, and that's pretty much what's on everybody's mind, Richie.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what, you
Absolutely.
Look at the headlines, the things to watch for as the campaign goes down the home stretch. That was one headline that I saw.
Yep.
Obama gets updates. Romney gets updates. the condition of those who have been affected by Sandy and whether or not that will affect the presidential race. There are lots of you get insight into this stuff. It really
it's almost over, people.
Prosecutors standing by for law.
Well, hopefully it's almost over.
Legal challenges for lawbreakers.
I hope this doesn't drag out.
I'd like to know. We were talking about people who voted without ID last night at dinner. It was really amazing.
Yep.
All right, so that's the story. Keep your hopes up. This is Good Day at 51 after the hour.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Frequent flyer miles on this last day of campaigning, and then it's election day. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Yes, today is November 5th, which means November 6th is tomorrow, election day, something so many of us thought would never arrive. And after a hectic campaign schedule for President Obama and Governor Romney this past weekend, we have one more day of campaigning today, and that includes plenty of this. The president starts his day in Wisconsin, where he'll be joined by the boss, yes, the real boss, Bruce Springsteen, at a rally in Madison. Both the president and Bruce will then head to the key battleground state of Ohio, where Jay-Z will join them for an afternoon rally in Columbus. The president's final stop of the day will be in Des Moines, Iowa. When he's done there, it's off to Chicago, where he will spend the night at home. As for Governor Romney, he's scheduled to start off in Sanford, Florida, followed by two stops in Virginia. After that, it's off to the Buckeye State, Ohio, that is. Mitt Romney wraps up his 2012 campaigning in New Hampshire, and then will spend the night at home in Boston. And after all this campaigning, if you say you're still undecided, we give you some remarks made by the President and Governor Romney this past weekend to help you make up your mind. Here's President Obama campaigning in Aurora, Colorado this past weekend.
You may not agree with every decision I've made, but Michelle doesn't either.
A reference, of course, to the First Lady. And here's Governor Romney speaking in Colorado Springs, Colorado, over the weekend.
The president was right when he said he can't change Washington from the inside. You can take him at his word. That's why we're going to send him outside, all right?
There you go. It's now up to all of us. So decide already. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And print it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, despite the Labor Department's better-than-expected October jobs report, the Dow fell 139 points, closing the week at 13,093. S&P down 13, NASDAQ with a 38-point drop. The aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, which struck the East Coast a week ago, more than a million people still have no power. Temperatures in many places dipping into the 30s as utility crews race to restore electricity. There's also a fuel situation with gas stations closed or unable to pump any gas. Long line for those stations that are open. Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey saying there is no gas shortage.
Part of the gas thing is people are worried that it's going to run out. It's not going to run out.
The governor and other elected officials saying this is a distribution problem and it's a crisis that should end within a couple of days. We'll see. Closing notes first, in case you missed it. We fell back this past weekend to standard time, which meant an extra hour of sleep for virtually all of us, except for Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, and our friends in American Samoa. But don't worry, we slept an extra hour for all of you anyway. Hopefully all of us did do something else, though. We're talking about putting fresh batteries in your smoke detectors.
We see most homes with smoke detectors in them today, but a lot of them aren't working.
That's Chief Bill Metcalf of the International Association of Fire Chiefs, who reminds us we should also have fresh batteries in our carbon monoxide detectors as well. And finally, a few more thoughts about the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy with so many still in the dark. Just sit a few days in your home without power and see how you react to the lights coming back on.
I was sound asleep, and all of a sudden I heard voices. It was my radio, and of course I woke up and the lights are on.
That woman lives in New York City. I happen to live to the east of the city on the south shore of Long Island, New York, which was hit very hard by this storm. With no power for days, I waited outside a Home Depot in the early morning hours last Friday to purchase one of these. That's the sound of a generator. And you know the way it works. Just a few hours after making this pricey purchase, my power did come back on after 4 days in the dark. My family is safe. We still have a home. Our thoughts and prayers are with all of those still struggling. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Doug Steffens, The Day with Doug.
Here's host Blake Butler talking to Obama. Obama?
Rich McFadden.
If you build it, they will come.
Jennifer Horn.
I'm by myself, but romaine tends to be easier for me to use.
Roberta Fasinelli.
I don't even have to eat it. I'll just apply it to my thigh.
Doug Steffens, The Day. The show that NASA would call a controlled crash.
Doug Steffens.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.